As I indicated before dinner, our brother Paul Malley from Southwest Florida and London New Groton, Connecticut, has agreed to lead us in our thoughts and reflections this evening in our ECHO meeting. It's a pleasure to have Brother Paul and Sister Mary here, and to turn the podium over to Brother Paul at this time.
I count approximately 50 remaining. I'd like to think of you as the remnant. You see, that has a biblical connection, because the remnant is the one who's going to do many things. And if we count 40 to 50 people and we have about 50 minutes, that pretty much allocates a minute per person. And so what we're really saying is we'd like everybody to take advantage of this meeting. What's an echo? Ever hear an echo? It's quite an experience. It's reflected sound. Any sound that's generated, if it's transmitted, goes out. And if it comes back and it's reflected, and you listen, that's an echo. And of course, there are certain features of the echo. For example, if you hear the echo, that's an experience in itself. Okay, that's the first feature. The second feature, we think of the echo diminishing, because the strength is not the same as the source. See, so there's a diminishing going on. But in some cases, brethren, I don't know if you know that, but echoes can amplify. There's a place on this planet Earth that we could show you where if you just whisper, it'll come out as a loud sound. So it can amplify. Now, I want you to keep these things in mind now, because this is going to be our echo meeting. We're going to hear the echoes, and we're going to hear it amplified. And another feature is that sometimes it gets mixed, gurgled kind of sound. Not exactly the way you heard it. Roughly, you see. And another one is that if there is an echo, it penetrated some barriers. Now, that's the physical nature of a sound and an echo. But let's translate it now to what we really want to say. We were together for 2 full days plus an evening. And we enjoyed so much the fellowship, the speakers, the meals, the snacks, the service, the reacquaintances. We had a reunion. Some of us were first-timers here, so we just enjoyed that. So we had just a mountaintop experience. Now's the time to reflect back. Let's think back now of some of the things that we have. It doesn't have to be the speakers, by the way. It could be that delicious apple that you had. I don't know about you, but I love those apples. Or it could be something somebody said that you'd like to reflect on and to meditate. I think, if anything, an echo meeting is a meditation meeting. That's true. It's sad. I think I agree with Brother Allen there. It's sad, but we're going to be leaving. But we got so many memories. Let me just point a few out to you, for example. Our first speaker was Alan Allers. One in unity, he said. Remember? One in unity. If I remembered, he says, unity, yes, but uniformity, no. I saw that here in this convention. And you know, the topic of unity is very important because the Lord predicted that there'll be a time when there'll be disunity. So I'm glad we had that emphasis. Did you feel the unity, friends? You know, when you shake somebody's hand, there's more to it than just shaking a hand. There is brotherhood. There is reunion. There is unity. And then we had George Yike from Dawn. The subject of provoking one another into love and good works. Anyone who has the truth wants to fellowship with others. Friends, I believe that's the nature of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that we possess wants to unite with the Holy Spirit that somebody else possesses. Because they came from a common source. And I like that last thought he brought out. The General Assembly of the Firstborn. Are you going to be in that assembly, friends? Are you working toward it? Because he said, that's our ultimate objective. And then Bob Gorecki from the Dawn on the subject of the ransom. The cornerstone of the Bible student beliefs. You know, everything we do should square with the ransom. If it doesn't square with the ransom, it's not a part of the truth. And I like when Bob took the ransom, started where it really got started, with the problem of the need for the ransom, way back with the old law, and then even in the Garden of Eden. So I think you'll agree with me that the ransom is the one doctrine that differentiates us from all religions, friends. We have this ransom. Nobody else has it. So it's really a cornerstone belief. And then Jim Parkinson from San Gabriel Valley. The subject, him that thinketh, he standeth. There's so much that he brought out. I appreciated the four attributes and the parallels he was bringing with the adversary and then the accusations and the demonstration he had up here about how you can be accused for something and so on. So it was nice to have that litigation refreshed. And then we had Carlton Chandler from Portland, Oregon, on justification. To be made right with God. That sounds good. But I like this point. For what purpose? It isn't just being made right, but for what purpose? And many scriptures were quoted. If there's something that was unique, he quoted a lot of scriptures, and he made a connection with the ransom, because the ransom and the justification are just the same coin, just two opposite signs. And so many issues were covered there. And then Alex Jonzinski from Agawam. You know, we're old buddies, you know. We live in two different states, but it's very close by. But I've known Alex, I guess, since I was this high. And he was this high. The subject of the author of eternal salvation. Remember that? And what I liked about his title was, he didn't say the author of salvation. The author of eternal salvation. I like that emphasis. And it implies that there will never be a need for a lamb again. Once is enough. And then we had Brother Hersher, Emil Hersher, on the subject of heavens and earth shaking. Very timely topic, friends. This is contemporary. And as I was listening to him, quoting scriptures, I saw signs of these things going on right now. I hope you did too. So that it kind of made me feel that the Bible is as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago. And then Walter Bleachers on the subject of sanctification. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. And then he brought out other ways of being sanctified, separation and holiness. The sanctification phase, of all the phases, I think is the most important because it's the phase just before glorification. So if you're in the sanctifying phase, you know, you're getting ready. for moving into that last phase. And then we have Burton Brown from Los Angeles. You see your calling, brethren. Your calling. I think he made such an emphasis on this is where it all begins. This is where it starts. Someone's calling you. Now, I like the scripture that he quoted that when Jesus says, "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you." And then Ken Furnetz, who was our, from Vernon, Canada, who was our last speaker on restitution. And I think the chairman referred to as the bottom line doctrine. I like that. That was good. Meaning that ransom, justification, and sanctification, they're all leading to that. You see, we're going through that process, that stage to that. See. And I appreciated the many things that were lost and that will be restored. So, friends, that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of what we have experienced. And so what we'd like to do now is have this opened up for you to tell us how it is reflected, how you're reflecting on it, like an echo. We want to hear from you. Now, you don't have to stay with just the speakers and some of the thoughts you heard. You can meditate on this text for the convention, which is in 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Some of you might want to comment, or some of you might want to testify on this morning's text. So let me refresh your memory on that. This is in Titus 1:15 and 16. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unfaithful, nothing is pure. But both their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess to have known God, but by their works they renounce Him, being abominable and disobedient, and as to every good work, worthless. So there you are, friends. You've got the text for the convention. You've got the morning text. You've got your experiences this weekend. And you've got these elders that have spent so much time preparing to give us this service. Incidentally, you know how long, how many words it takes to deliver a discourse? Does anyone know? I took the pains of tabulating that. You know, some speak fast and some speak slow. Burton is one of the slow ones, by the way. But some go fast and so forth. But we estimate between 7,000 to 8,000 words are uttered in a discourse. Now, you want to know how long it takes to research and prepare that? Anybody got an estimate? Maybe some of the speakers.
All my life.
There you are. All his life, and we got it in 45 minutes. I don't know, I think we estimated one somewhere around a month. Not full-time, but part-time here and there. A month to put together a discourse. Sometimes 2 months, depending on your degree of familiarity and to what extent, how deep the subject is and so forth. But if you put 5 speakers, let's assume a month, that's 5 months of study you are getting in 2 days. 2 days and one night. That's, you know, is that a source of gratitude for that kind of... And if you get the tape, you can put that in your file, you have it permanent. Okay, I said enough. What we would like to have you do, Brother Freer is going to got the roving mic. We'd like you to still introduce yourself, even though we all know each other. Tell us your name and your ecclesia, and let's have an echo. We'll be first. Okay, we've got it.
I want somebody to ding when my minute's up. I just wanted to
Don't
say...
Don't forget your name and the ecclesia.
Okay, I'm Tammy Kinsley, and I'm from Sacramento Ecclesia. And I just wanted to basically thank all of you for coming. And I was just sitting here thinking, in 2 hours, what a lonely place this is going to be. And I can't help but think, as I look out upon all of you and think about the energizing power of the Holy Spirit and how surely that's been in this place during this convention. And I've heard some comments that it's been good. And so we're thankful for that, and we're thankful to the Lord for that, and we know that He's been with us. I think of that song, that hymn that I love so much, "Surely the Presence of the Lord is in this place," and wish we could hear that now. I just heard a smattering of the talks, because it's been kind of busy, but if I had to pick out one or two things, Brother Burton Brown brought out the theme text, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine," and it's so important, because it is the knowledge of the doctrines and of God's plan that everything else comes from, as far as I'm concerned. And Brother Paul just mentioned in his opening here about how the bottom line is the kingdom, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the bottom line. If you see the kingdom and you see the blessings of all the families of the earth, that's it. And I know that's been mentioned during this convention. And thank you again, all of you, for coming. I see faces that I wish I had had time to talk to, and I enjoy being able to sit with some of you brethren and pick your brains and learn from you, and I'm thankful for that privilege. And if you didn't all come, we wouldn't be able to have a convention, so it's very important that you come. And thanks again to everybody who's helped, because it is work to put on a convention, but it's a blessing too. So that's probably no one dinged, but I'm sure my minute's up, so I'm going to pass it on.
Thank you, Sister Tammy Kinsley from Sacramento. Who'll be next?
I'm Sister Charlene Furness from Los Angeles now, and I want to echo the theme hymn, which forever when I was a little girl was my favorite hymn. And sometimes a favorite hymn is yours because the words mean something to you. And those words mean something to me. The part when it goes, "I love to tell the story, for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest." And that's what this convention was for me. We had the ransom, restitution, justification, sanctification. We had the basic fare that is the most important thing. It's the thing that sets us apart from everyone else. It's the basic diet, and it still tastes so good to us when we hear it. And that's what I want to echo, that theme hymn just meant so much to me. And when I was little, I wanted it played at my funeral, and I don't know why that ran through my head. I also want to echo a scripture that was mentioned a couple of times. "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together," and so much more as you see the day approaching. And it was mentioned at a dinner table somewhere or other that, you know, as we, you know, one of these days, we're going to see the resurrection. And let's hope none of us are here. I just want to echo that thought. And I'm so glad to be here with my dad. And this is also, as you mentioned, Brother Malley, for me, a reunion with some that I haven't seen in quite a while. And I'm echoing your faces also, because there was just so many smiles here this weekend for me. And it went by so fast. I love you all. And I have nothing else to say. No, I have so much to say. I love you all.
Thank you. Charlene Furness from Los Angeles. I was just going to make note of a few other things that sometimes we don't take notice, but we had a grand choir. Is Mark here? Mark, he's not here. But I thought, you know, I was going to call it the Bleachers Choir, and ask if we could use that choir in other conventions. But wasn't that great singing? And then we had the soloist that Mary, our soloist. Does anyone remember the title of the song that she sang? That's correct. See? That's good. That's an echo too, you know. Okay, who's next? Betty.
Betty Young of Bakersfield. And I can echo all you said, and I really enjoyed the way it was carried through on the four doctrines. They were so thoroughly done. I really enjoyed that, and I really got a lot out of all the talks and enjoyed them all very much, and I enjoyed the singing, and I love you all very much.
Betty Young from Bakersfield.
I'm Sister Donna Allers from Boise, Idaho, and I want to praise my Heavenly Father and thank Him for bringing us all together. I'm grateful that that Alan and I were able to come with Mother and Penny, and for each of us who are here, each one of the talks gives us lessons that we will think about and dwell on in the days to come. I think I was struck a lot, I don't know if it was most of all, with the thought that of what a miracle it is that we're here, that none of us, or the families who are related with, but the rest of us wouldn't know each other if it weren't for God's drawing power. And in this whole big city, there was just this little group of brethren who were brought together by the power of God to learn of Him and to praise His name, and I'm so grateful to be a part of that. I think, like in Boise, there are about, I suppose in the surrounding areas in Boise, there might be 200,000. There are 19 of us who meet together regularly, and except for the Cooper family, none of us would know each other there either. So it really is a miracle, and God is capable of bringing this plan to fruition and completing the church, and I pray that we might each have a part in that and we might be together forever. Thank you.
Thank you. Donna Allers from Boise, Idaho. Speaking of miracles, I understand there was a miracle with the weather. Because I understand in previous conventions it was rainy or stormy, and we had... So... I'd like to take the credit for that, Betty.
And I'll take the other part of the credit, because I, being the other first-timer here, Stephen, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, was that it's so much fun to see the brethren that you've seen elsewhere and to finally see them on their own turf. It's Tammy and the Drapers and others that you've seen everywhere else. The same thing happened in Vernon when the Burnetts and the Blancos, you know, it's not that it should be different from anywhere else, but it's just a pleasant thing when you can place them in their hometowns. I was remiss when I testified not to have brought our son and April's love to this convention. I was supposed to have done that. Charlene and Donna have said in impassioned words what I would think too. I'm so pleased that all the talks were so wonderful, so substancy and wonderful, and I think they all are at every convention. But in this one, my attention span was a little, you know, I mean, it varies with the time of the year or how well you feel and so forth. And I got a lot out of this entire convention. And again, I like the rest, love everybody, want only the best for you. I appreciated what Burton said, that there is the crowning life available for all of us if we're faithful, and that the door is still open. And like Donna, I just praise God for the miracle of this family unity that we enjoy. Let's always be as pleasing to our Heavenly Father as we can possibly be.
Thank you. Betty Mangos from Los Angeles. Who's next?
I'm Sister Betty Langford from Sacramento, and the Lord has answered our prayers. We prayed that the convention would be a blessing and that God's words would be a blessing to the brethren. And I think we have been fed with the kind of food that we can masticate and chew upon, and which will strengthen us in the days to come. Mark Bleachers isn't here, and I wanted to tell the friends what a wonderful person he is. He's a real blessing to me. He's always willing. I called him at the last minute for help, and he got this wonderful chorus together. I thought the music was beautiful. It was a wonderful blend. I loved it. I have a scripture that I really like, and it says, the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I have had an opportunity many years ago to know what that means and how it can work, because I had the experience. And I think that unless someone knows about an experience, you can't pray for them. And I have learned since I have been here, the Sister Mary Nellie is going into the hospital on Wednesday for surgery. And I think that we should all remember her in prayer. I know I shall, because I have been through some of the things that she's been through. I'm glad you're here. It's nice to be here before you have an experience like that. So, and I thank all of you for coming. It's been wonderful. It's been special, I think. And the weather's helped it. Everything has helped it. Thank you.
Thank you. Betty Langford of Sacramento. Over here.
Brother Paul and dear brethren, Brother Carlton Chandler from Portland, I wanted to echo what has been said, and to me this was kind of a special year. Why should it be special? We come almost every year to Sacramento. We feel part of their class here. We've come to know and love also all of our dear brethren out here and all those who have come over the years to make the effort to come here. This is, I call it, the beginning of the new year for us. Even though Phoenix is ahead of us at New Year's Day, this is the springtime of the year. And it certainly was this time, with the warm, sunny summer weather. But I was taken back 35 years to my experience in the truth, in that the doctrines 35 years ago, they haven't changed any. But there was more of them being spoken of, I think, back there than when we first came into the truth than since. Not that a lot of the classes don't have the doctrinal discourses on their programs, but this just seemed to cover the whole gamut, and it brought me right back to where we started a long time ago. I didn't get a chance during the testimony meeting to tell you a little bit about Sister Vivian Alifia. Some of you know that Tuesday, she had a very, very serious cancer operation. And she came out of that remarkably well. In 3 days, she was back home again. And when I talked to her, she says, "Well," she says, "I'm still here." He says, "The Lord must have something for me to keep me here a little bit longer." And she's one of those who have been at many, many of the conventions over the years. And her husband, Paul, died many years ago. And her family still lives, and most of them still live in Havre, Montana there. And she's had some quite physical problems within the last several years. But still seems to come out of them and just rejoices in the truth. And she wanted especially to have me tell all of you here that she loves you and she remembers each one of you, and she said, I'll be going through the convention program and following it day by day here in Sacramento. So I'm sure that she would want an interest in your prayers also. And I'm glad that Sister Betty said that Sister Mary is going to have a problem. If we don't know about things like this, it's not that we want to be busybodies, but we want to know so that we can remember our brethren in prayer when they're going through so much. In our home class, how's it going to rattle? She says it's rattling. Can you hear me now? Better?
No. Brother, only a wife can do that and get away with it.
I know it. In a minute, I'm going to hand it to her. She can finish it up. In our home class at Portland, Sister Edna Moyle was another who recently went through an aneurysm of the heart, and it was a wonder that she lived through it. There are a lot in our Portland class, and Brother Paul, you know everyone there mostly because you and Sister Mary have visited us many times. A lot of us are getting older, and we're breaking down, so to speak. So several in our class need your prayers. Sister Edna, the Hagen Six are not very well. The Thomas family goes through problems. And there are others in that class. And I'm sure that if we knew, they're probably that going through almost all of the classes. And we're seeing the end of the age coming. And we're happy for that. Well, we've enjoyed it being here so much. And We look forward to these conventions very much because they're filling stations for us all. We want to thank the Sacramento class for putting this convention on again. We want to thank all of those who made it possible that we were here, be able to be here, and to have the wonderful fellowship that only these kind of places, filling stations I call them, can give us. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you. Carl Chandler from Portland. The list I've been developing here is Sister Vivian. Is that the one you were referring to? Sister Vivian, Sister Mary, Sister Moyle, the Hagen Six, Thomas's. I've added Aura Moss. Anyone else we should add that needs our special prayers? Okay, at least we got this list. Nettie? Nettie? Okay, let's say... the pigs. Okay, you know, it's always a good idea, by the way, friends. We're not going to take the time for a verbal prayer, but when somebody needs you, say it immediately. Otherwise, you forget. And if we all do that immediately, someone's going to hear that. So let me repeat the list now. These are people who are having some physical problems, and they need the courage and the strength to go through what the Lord has allowed in their lives. Sister Vivian, Sister Mary, Sister Moyle, the Hagen Six, the Thomases, Aura Moss, and the pigs. And Edna White. Okay, we will add that to the list. Sister Edna White. Okay, brethren, just a prayer in your mind. The Lord will hear you even though I'm talking. Okay? Incidentally, while I think of it, how about showing with a vote by raising your hand how much we appreciate what the Sacramento class has been doing for the past 2 days? How about it? Okay. The what? Oh! How many years? Okay. 39 years this convention has been going. I want to ask another question. How many of you, because I heard Carl saying he comes here every year. How many of you have been coming here every year, let's say for the past 5 years? Raise your hands. Wow. How many for the past 10 years? Raise your hands. Oh. How many of you, Not the Sacramento class. We understand you came here. You came here for 39 years. How many of you came here for the past 15 years every year? One, two, three. Four. How many of you have come here for the past 20 years every year? One, two, three. How many of you have come for the past 25 years? Four again. How many for the past 30 years? Okay, 25 years. That's some sort of a record, I think. Every year. And incidentally, these things are recorded, friends. The Lord records these things. Don't think for a moment they're lost. They're not. Okay, let's continue.
Brother Paul, I hear a lot of echoes bouncing back and forth, but there's one that comes to me very strong and clear. And it reads like this. One cannot represent God either now or in the future unless one loves like God loves.
Oh. Walter Bleacher is from Detroit. That's a powerful statement. I think everybody wants to meditate on that, Walter. Okay. Over here.
I'm Sister Kathy Harp from Columbus, Ohio, and I want to thank my Heavenly Father for allowing me the opportunity of being here. And I want to thank the Sacramento class for putting on this convention. And it takes me back to when I was at the Dawn and when George and Janet and Mary Nail had the opportunity of coming here, and when they get back to the Dawn, saying what a grand time they had. And I realized what I'd been missing all these years, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to be here to take part in it. And I want to bring you the love of the Columbus class. They all voted to have their love sent, and I want to also bring the love of Bill and Edith Harp. They wanted their love sent to everybody, and I love you all, and I ask an interest in your prayers as I continue to pray for all of you.
Thank you. Kathy Harp from Columbus, Ohio. Who's next?
I'm Catherine Freer from Sacramento, and Uncle Jim's been drumming up business. He handed it to me, so I guess I'm next. I didn't have a choice. He was already going to give it to me, whether I stood up or not. So I'm very grateful for all of you to come to this convention. We've been really looking forward to it, and it's so wonderful to see everyone here and to think that you all made the effort to come out to California. And again, we're very glad that we could provide such wonderful spring weather, and you can go back and tell everyone California is just like, you know, the storybooks. It is. It's always like this. And we had all those almond trees blooming for you and everything. We put it on for you. So I have to thank a few people for all the work. Donna did such a wonderful job with a children's program, and I'm very appreciative of it because I have done it for the last 10 years, and this year she took it over. And I think that sometimes when you stand back and watch something else happen with someone else doing it, you really appreciate how much work has been involved, because when you're involved in it yourself, you're just in the middle of it. And I appreciate her hard work and everyone else who helped out. And we had the Allards stay with us, and that was a lot of fun. And their little girls are real cute. And when you get to share the truth and get to share fellowship and being able to provide an opportunity for a young family to come to a convention because they can stay with you, it's really a blessing. And I think the Lord knows and provides us for everyone involved. And we finally had to just say, we've got to come back here. They just couldn't leave, and their little girls couldn't leave. They didn't want to go home. The littlest one kept saying, I don't want to leave. I love it here. I want to live with Abby. And her parents were probably going to leave her. We figured that only lasts about 20 minutes. So, but I think that's so darling that she had such a great time. And so I appreciate everyone who helped out with the children, because they had a great time this year. And there was one thing that came from the talks that I really appreciated, and it wasn't the scripture, but it was a little saying, and it was talking about when we try to change ourselves and to remember how difficult it is to change ourselves, so why, how do we think we can change someone else? And and that's not exactly, that's paraphrasing it, but that was the gist of it, and I think that's what's important, because we all are trying to develop our own new creature, and that's really where our our intent should be. And anyway, I do appreciate it, and I love you all, and I'm glad that you came.
Thank you. Kathy Freer from Sacramento. Incidentally, I want you to know that the best soup in Sacramento is at her house. Who's next? We still have another 10, 12 minutes.
Brother Paul and friends, I'm Bruce Burke from Sacramento Convention, and I'd like to express my thanks for all the brethren that came. I look around the room and I see brethren from different towns and different cities that we've had the privilege of living with and having them in our house, and we've been in their house, and I think of all the experiences we had, and it's really a blessing, and I start thinking that we've been around a few places, and the Lord has really blessed us, and we've been in different classes, members of different classes, and the Lord has always blessed us, and we've never heard strange doctrine. We've always been well tutored and well taught, and this weekend was no exception. I'm thankful for all the brethren here in Sacramento, and thankful to my Heavenly Father for the way that we've been led. I was trying to remember when was the first convention I ever went to, and it was back in St. Louis when I was 8 years old. And it was downtown St. Louis in an old hotel, and it was right next to the old baseball stadium. And I remember standing on the curb and hearing the baseball crowd cheer and thinking, I'd much rather be over there than going in this hotel with a lot of these older people. But this weekend, Don and I were discussing coming down on Friday, there's nowhere else we'd rather be. There's nothing else we'd rather be doing, and no one else we'd rather be with than to be here. So we just expected that we would receive a blessing, and we have. So I'm thankful for that. And Gary and I are thankful to Brother Walter for setting up the sound system for us. He's perfected this over the years, and he's sort of turned it over to us to run, and we're thankful for that. And all the discourses are on tape, and including the Vespers, if you want that. If you order the Vespers, you will get Brother Gonzuski's discourse and Brother Carlton's with it, just so you know. But we're thankful for all the brethren that have traveled from far and wide, and we look forward to next year.
Thank you. Brother Bruce Burke of Sacramento.
Thank you, Jim. I'm Brother Bajot, and I'm from the Sacramento class. You know, since Naomi and I been in the truth, we've had the privilege of going to quite a few conventions, and some of them we've been, and we had to come home on the kind of we were sick. We had planned on being down in the Phoenix area for a couple months, and that's what happened. But out of all the conventions that I've attended, I think this is one of the best, and not because our class put on, but how many conventions do we go to, do we hear so wonderful doctrine talks that we've heard here? The truth is getting polluted and watered down quite a bit. We all know about that. So I thank my Heavenly Father for the knowledge He's given me and for the privilege of walking in this narrow way. And I pray that I might finish my course as I pray for each and every you. Now, Paul, you did a beautiful job explaining what an echo meeting was. One time I was at a convention and Brother David Bruce was leading the echo meeting, and he said he was going to try it out and explain what it was. So he got the microphone, he said, "Hello there," and he got an echo, "Hello there," and he tried it again, and the same thing come back. He said, "Well, one more time, you see if you hear this," and he says, "Hello there," the echo come back, "Hello there, what do you want?" I thought that was so cute. I had to put that in.
But that wasn't an echo, was it, brother?
Dear brother, with the Sacramento class, and I personally want to thank all of you for being here. Without you, brother, here, we wouldn't have the convention. I think we have a wonderful class. I thank my Heavenly Father for being in this class, and I want to thank the elders and those brethren that put this convention together. a wonderful program, and they had brethren that was strong in the truth. They gave us all the doctrinal talks. And I ask the interest in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Bajot of Sacramento.
Brother Paul and brethren, Brother Emil Hersher from Phoenix and Sister Hersher, for both of us, we're very thankful for the privilege of being here. Thankful for the brethren that have put on the convention and the sweet spirit that's obtained throughout the convention. And we can't improve upon the doctrines that God given. And it was very nice to have them and appropriate. No, that is the truth. And the doctrines are the truth. And it is important. It's the truth that sanctifies. Error won't do it, never has, never will. And we're very thankful. We think it appropriate in the sweet spirit. And I appreciated Brother Jim Parkinson just bringing up a little history to realize what some of our brethren, earlier brethren, went through in the opposition. And the darkness still hates the light, but it's wonderful that the light can still go forth. And so we've been blessed at being here. And that Sister Tammy, just remember that we all love very much. That'll help comfort you. I know what it is to feel like a flat tire when the brethren go home. But it's great to have been here.
Thank you. Emil Hersher from Phoenix, Arizona. Well, we got some time left, but it's going. Sister?
Sister Yanni Stavik from Salem, Oregon. I, too, would like to thank my Heavenly Father for this convention. The talks, the doctrinal talks, was a sweet echo from my consecration in 1952. I do appreciate the brethren here. I want to thank the Snyders for their graciousness. Also thank the Chandlers for caring for my temporal needs. I pray for all of you, and I ask an interest in your prayers.
Thank you. Sister Steckler, is it? Steckler. Of Portland, Oregon. Stackler?
Yeah,
I think. Steck. Portland. Oh, Salem. Sorry.
Nancy Brown from L.A. No. I just want to thank the Sacramento class for having such a lovely convention. I know we all look so forward to coming up here, and especially Janice and Russell and George and Louisa. And they had never been here before, and Betty and Steve have never been here before. So it was very exciting for everyone concerned. We wished a lot more could have come up. And Burton and I like to thank Betty and Steve for chauffeuring us up here. And we appreciate that. And along the way, all the almond trees were budding. And, of course, Aaron's rod came up. And we had some discussions that have been very nice. The talks have been excellent. And I'm so glad to have them on videotape. I've been looking for some good doctrinal talks for some time now. We have a lot of people who request them. And I haven't had any that was stated justification or sanctification. And so that was very nice. I am so excited now that I can send them out to some of the people that have asked for them. The other thing is, I am so happy that Jim Parkinson brought that out about Brother Russell, because I really don't know anything about Brother Russell. I've read a couple of books, what Pastor Russell said and different things like that, but no detailed work, because I can't read that well to read the volumes. But it was given to me twice this year from some magazines, comments about Brother Russell. And one of them was in Science and News, World Report. And it's amazing to me that he is still a stumbling stone for a lot of people. That he would be brought up and put into of the news today, 1995, 94 really, I guess it was in the last year. But this amazes me because I know so little about him, and I love him so much for what he did for us. And I've heard so many comments about his divorce, and I really didn't know anything. And I never made any remarks back except how much he had given us in the way of the truth. And unfortunately, Bob, our UPS man is a JW. And he is so afraid to deliver anything to our house, he throws the package on the porch and he runs. And this has been going on now for, I assume, the way Burton talks, about 7 years. And only once recently, in the last 2 years, did the manager come by and ask me if I had ever signed for things or how he was doing and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I said, well, he never stays long enough for me to sign anything, so I have to assume we get everything that's coming to us and that everybody knows that we got what was coming to us. And I understand that we might have a package on the front porch now. Is that true? Yeah. And there's no, and he will not. He is so afraid to touch anything that had to do with Brother Russell. Our house is marked well. They go to every house around us except us, and when they get out in the middle of the street, they point at us, and they say, don't go there. This is really bad. So I just thought I would comment. It amazes me that Brother Russell is still a stumbling stone for so many people and such a blessing to our Father and to us. He has helped us so very much. And again, I'd like to always say that I remember you in my prayers and I love you very much, and I rejoice in the fact that we shall always be together.
Thank you. Nancy Brown from Los Angeles. I guess the darkness hates the light. Well, friends, I see the chair is up here. Maybe one more? I think we... Oh.
It's not a bad problem. It's just that Nancy or I were to have been paid the payment for the video that Jackie and Ed LaMelle produced and that we brought up to sell on the book table. One of them we can't account for, and we were just wondering if anybody had bought one and put the money in the box, in which case we can retrieve it. And it's just, if that's possible, just come and tell one of us.
Okay, we got two more testimonies, and then we'll have to close on that, friends.
Sister Mary Malley, Long Connecticut. I'll make this very short. I sincerely thank our Heavenly Father for giving us the opportunity to be here. I talked to my dear sister Vera, and she put a bug in my ear. She said, oh, she says, we're going to Sacramento, right from your place in Florida. And I said, oh, how great. And she was telling me what a beautiful convention. So as soon as I hung up, I ran into the study, and I said, Paul, what are we doing that weekend? And he said, why? I said, it'd be nice if we went to Sacramento. He opens his calendar, and he goes, oh, yeah, we're free. Let's go. Well, I grabbed the phone, called the airlines, and we were all set to come. Then we found out that I had a little problem. And I know when people say cancer, everyone gets very excited. I was through it 2 years ago, and I just want to assure you that when I go in on Wednesday, that we're leaving everything in the Lord's hands. I have a very positive attitude. I just don't want you all to worry about me. I know I'm going to be fine. And Lord willing, we hope to see everyone in Detroit if all goes well. Just keep me in your prayers, and we love you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Mallon. We have one more over here, or two more.
I'm Sister Ruth Snyder in the Sacramento class, and I am so thankful to the Lord for this convention, for your love, and for the blessing of all of the talks, the fellowship, and everything. The reason I wanted to say something, we do get our house pointed to by Jehovah's Witnesses, and they avoid us and so on. Our oldest son and his wife are with them. And her great-grandmother was a Bible student. So anyway, what I wanted to tell you was someone loaned me the latest book that they put out, and I wanted you to know it had a big section in the front explaining their origin from Brother Russell's ministry. And it tells all these nice things about Brother Russell. And I think it's called Jehovah's Witnesses Proclaiming the Truth, something of that sort. And you might be in a position, if you run into that, to say to someone, I understand that you have a nice article about Brother Russell in your literature, your latest current literature. And that might be of encouragement to them or soften some of their hearts a little. I pray a blessing for each one of you, and I'm so thankful to each of you and to the Lord especially for His goodness.
Thank you. Bruce Snyder of
Brother
Sacramento.
Brother Steve Mangus had his hand up and I overlooked it. Do you have Brother
Steve?
Yes,
Mangus? I think we could squeeze one in.
Brother Steve Mangus from Los Angeles. And I guess I just have to echo what everyone else has said, that we're so thankful to be here with all of you at Sacramento. And I must say that all the wonderful things that have been said to us about the Sacramento Convention were not exaggerated. It's beautiful. And we've enjoyed the fellowship with the brethren. And also, as it's been mentioned, the talks, and particularly those on doctrine. It was mentioned here that the brother mentioned that it's so important now because has been a little watering down. And one scripture that Betty and I have been kind of looking at lately is as an example of what's happening these days is in 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And I think that we see more and more of this sort of thing these days, that people straying away from the truth doctrines, and so anxious with itching ears to hear other what they claim to be truths, but we know they are not. So I won't take any more time. Thank you all. Love you all, and may the Lord be with you.
Thank you. Brother Steve Mangus from Los Angeles. I kind of just taken a note of the echoes that were being demonstrated here, and I've collected three that I saw more than any others. At least that was my impression. Perhaps you have a different impression. But three that I think came out from the group as a collective body. The first was the doctrines. I heard that an awful lot. So that's a big echo. I think what we're really saying is the designers of the program should feel good that the brethren appreciated that more than anything else. The second thing I heard was the experiences in people's lives. They're still talking about back home, and they're talking about the experiences with other people and witnessing to the truth and so on. That was the second thing I noticed. And the third was the Sacramento class's efforts to serve the brethren. I think that was a big echo coming in and so on. And then fourthly, the desire to think of brethren who are not here, those who are sick, and those who are not able to come for whatever reason. Those were the echoes. One last thing. By raising your hands, how many of you want to send your love and greetings back to your home ecclesias? I see that as unanimous. And with that, we'll turn it over to the chair.